This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Beat Migs. I know Jorge from Bothell is. Jorge, are you there?
I'm here. Happy morning.
Happy morning.
Happy morning to you.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jorge has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What planet is the hottest?
Uranus.
Yes.
Mars.
Venus. Who co-stars alongside Will Smith in the Men in Black movies?
Martin Lawrence.
No.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Correct. According to Google, what is considered the happiest language in the world?
English.
No.
Spanish.
Yes. What fictional town does SpongeBob SquarePants live in?
Bikini Bottom.
Correct. In a typical bag of M&Ms, what is the least common color?
Brown.
Yes. What band had the 2000 album titled The Sickness?
Disturbed.
Correct. How many points is a conversion kick worth in a game of rugby?
Two.
Yes. Which state in the U.S. only has one syllable?
One, two, three. Oh, shoot.
No. Halloween lands on what day of the week this year?
Thursday.
Correct. What baseball player is nicknamed Man of Steel?
Oh.
Okay. Jorge, you got 8 correct, though.
Wow.
Okay.
I will say you play the game very well. I think a lot of those might have been guesses, but a lot of them were right. So I think it's going to be close.
Here he comes.
I'm rooting for Jorge, though.
He's all hyped up on popcorn, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Well, let's see if it helps him or not. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What planet is the hottest?
That would be Uranus.
I mean, it's pretty hot, but no.
I don't know. Venus?
You do know, yes. Ooh. Who co-stars alongside Will Smith in the Men in Black movies?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
I don't know why I snapped.
Yeah, and you did the finger guns. I didn't like it. According to Google, what is considered the happiest language in the world?
Spanish?
Correct. What fictional town does SpongeBob SquarePants live in?
Krusty Krab.
No.
Bikini Bottom?
Yes. In a typical bag of M&Ms, what is the least common color?
It's got to be brown.
It is. What band had the 2000 album titled The Sickness?
Disturbed.
Correct. How many points is a conversion kick worth in a game of rugby?
One?
No.
Two?
Correct. Which state in the U.S. is only one syllable long?
Maine.
Correct. Halloween lands on what day of the week this year?
Thursday.
Yes. What baseball player was nicknamed Man of Steel?
Ricky Henderson.
Correct.
Wow.
Steve, with time to spare, look at you. A beautiful, perfect 10.
Look out.
Which is a win, 10-8. Sorry, Jorge.
Yeah, it's okay. You're the man, Steve.
You are as well, my friend. Have a good one.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Ricky Henderson.
And they stay there.
You know, I'm very impressed.
I will say that he did say first thing this morning, if you weren't listening, go check it out on the podcast, that he just needed time for his brain to wake up. It just took 3 hours.
2 hours and 54 minutes.
But we got there.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Finish strong.
Yeah, perfect. Finish strong.
Danny, I'm glad you recognize that.
Yeah. Wow.
You can drink all the tea you want to fix your throat.
I need another cup.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Live Night is coming back December 13th, and we're going to be at Showbox Soda, where everything is performed live from the stage, and you can be in the audience. You could maybe even be selected to play Beat Migs in front of everyone. No pressure.
Yep, our show's going to be doing some stuff up there, as well as the men's room. Ryan Castle will be there. We got all the music performed live, all the production's going to be done live, the sound effects. It's a blast.
We're going to have some special guests as well, and if you want in on the action, you can grab your tickets at KISW.com. If you missed the Hawks game yesterday, NFL on Fox during the game decided to take a moment and give a little history lesson on an iconic Seattle band. You're going to hear who they focused on after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Migs Show.
At the end of the Seahawks game on Fox, the announcers, who were Kenny Albert and John Vilma, gave the viewers a bit of a history lesson on a very important Seattle band.
Little Pearl Jam from our producer, Fran Morrison. The band formed in Seattle back in 1990, originally named Mookie Blaylock. They were big fans of the basketball player who had his best years, Jonathan. It was a little before your time.
A little bit.
Here in Atlanta with the Hawks, played 7 seasons for the Atlanta Hawks. He's still their all-time leader in three-point field goals attempted and steals. But that was the original name of Pearl Jam. Mookie Blaylock.
Love it. Now,
That was kind of
cool, just because of the fact that I forgot that Mookie Blaylock was a star player for the Atlanta Hawks, and then although I'm at a point where I'm like, we could pump the brakes. I'm a Pearl Jam fan. Mm-hmm. I love Pearl Jam. Like I could listen to them all the time. But during a Seahawks game, I'm at that point where I'm like, we could pump the brakes on playing Pearl Jam almost every commercial break.
Wow.
It's a little much.
From the number one fan that I know?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Pearl Jam. Then, I mean, a lot of times you get Alice in Chains. It's maybe a little bit of Soundgarden. Those are the main ones. Every once in a while, they sprinkle in the Presidents of the USA, which I think is kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Although, I did love that Dave Cruzan, the original drummer of Pearl Jam, I saw on his Facebook page, he shared that video. And I forget, like, that has to be cool if you're in Pearl Jam. He was in Pearl Jam at the time, you know, when they're sharing, like, the origin story of Pearl Jam. And that's got to be cool, sitting on your couch, and all of a sudden they're talking about a band that you were a major part of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty sweet.
Well, speaking of the Hawks, Steve, you said you watched the Geno Smith press conference, as you've been making a habit of this lately, and something funny happened?
There was a moment where I forgot that Kenneth Walker, the running back, was sick during the game. You know, I was like, the game's over, I'm just kind of feeling it. So I'm listening to the podcast, to the press conference as I'm doing some stuff with Tatum, and one of the reporters asked a question where I'm like, that is like the most strange, I wouldn't say unprofessional, because we surely aren't very professional, but for that environment, I was like, that's kind of an unprofessional way to ask the question. And this is what the reporter said.
How sick was Kenneth Walker?
And I'm thinking he's talking about, like, sick, like, awesome.
How sick?
And I'm like, wow, what are we just like? We got millennials now asking questions.
Sick,
how sick was Ken Walker, man? But here's the funny part. Gino had fun with that question and went down that road.
How sick was Kenneth Walker?
Yeah, he was sick today, man. 2 touchdowns on his birthday, that was sick, man. I thought he,
That's amazing. He's like, he was sick, man. I'm like, this is... So then I even, at that point, I'm like, what the hell? Oh, did I miss something? And then he kept talking, and he talked about how sick, because he had the flu.
Oh.
I thought he did a great job. Obviously, he was under the weather. A little bit of his flu game today on his birthday. I think that's spectacular. Might be the first time that's ever happened. He's a guy we rely on. The way that he fought and battled it out, I know he wasn't, you know, feeling his best, but to come out and do what he did on his birthday, I thought that was excellent.
And Gino was having a good time with a lot of the questions, because then they asked him about that trick play they did with Jackson Smith and Jigba.
That was awesome.
Wait, you missed it, Danny, because you were driving, but he handed the ball off to him, and then he threw a great pass to DK Metcalf, who was covered by a few players. I'm like, this is going to end poorly. But it didn't, and it was a great catch, but Gino had had some jokes about that.
What did you think of Jackson's pass?
That was an awesome pass, man. Like, usually when I throw it up in double coverage, it doesn't end up like that. But, you know, it's kind of how things work, man. I thought Jackson did a great job, you know, giving DK a chance. And he's a big target. He went up and got that thing. That was a good moment right there.
And then there was one more thing, and I don't know if I'm hearing it weird, and maybe you can hear it differently then, because there was a moment in the game where Gino had to leave the game for a play. I think that, and we were all like, oh, is he injured? Is he okay? And somebody asked him about that, and this is what he said.
And what happened to you when you had to come out for that play?
Just a bunch of beads flew in my eyelid, and you know, I really couldn't see out my left eye, but you know, Strick did a good job at, you know, getting it out of there, and I was able to get back in.
Did he say bees or beads?
I heard beads.
At first, when I heard it, I thought he said bees. I'm like, I never thought about the fact that a bee could get in your face while you're playing a game, and that would suck. But then listening back to it.
Just a bunch of beads flew in my eyelid. And
what the hell? Because then I saw somebody say he got poked in the eye by one of the other players. Did one of the players have like a bracelet?
Or something?
Or maybe sweat beads?
Oh.
Or turf beads. There's a lot of different types of beads. Like, I don't know if the Falcons use artificial turf or not, but like some of the turf, I think the Seahawks one had like those little rubber beads, like those balls.
Now we need a follow-up question. What were the beads?
Just a bunch of beads flew in my eyelid. And
weird.
Yeah. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us and you'll win tickets to see Jerry Cantrell at the Moore Theater on March 9th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from our dear Rockaholics, but we've not yet had a chance to chat with everybody about what's going on. So the time has come.
Yes.
We're checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. So call us up now if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have something on your mind that needs to be discussed. 206-803-ROCK. Trucker Matt, you are in Ritzville, and you have a piece of rock trivia that you want to ask one member of this show.
How's it going today?
What's up, Matt?
Not too much, just getting some work done.
Okay. I hope you're getting it done. So what's the trivia? Do you have a trivia question for someone?
So I want to start with Sarah. So this iconic radio DJ was credited to be the first person to use the term rock and roll on the radio.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Do I get a lifeline?
No.
Do any of the people in this room know?
No.
Ryan Seacrest, of course.
I'll give you a hint that probably won't help a whole lot, but he actually does have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, I think am I going in the right direction if his name involves something that would most, an animal would howl? Is he related to an animal name?
A wolf?
I don't believe so,
okay.
No.
I thought it was maybe Wolfman Jack.
Nope.
Is he dead?
Yes.
Oh, so I will not know this.
And and nobody else knows it?
Taryn?
I don't know it.
Is it the guy that used to host National Bandstand or whatever it was?
Dick Cavett?
No.
Or Dick Clark?
Dick, yeah.
Nope.
No. No idea.
Geno Smith.
Sure. Very well, close there, Steve.
I'm glad that I'm not the only one who doesn't know this.
So what's the answer?
So it's he went by Alan Freed. His real first name was Albert. And in the 1950s, he actually played a pivotal role in promoting gender or breaking down gender or not gender, sorry, racial barriers for music, and started playing R&B, rhythm and blues, mm-hmm. on the radio, and he coined the term rock and roll.
That's a fun little factoid.
And Matt, if you call us next week and ask us the same question, there's a good chance at least three of us will get it wrong.
All of us are going to get it wrong. Who's going to remember that?
You're probably right. I love this text that we got in this morning. It said, "Hey, Migs, how are those granola bites? I'm so sorry for interrupting your call. I didn't realize at first. I was just excited to meet you. My daughter won her semifinal soccer game yesterday as well." What? So my wife sent me off to the grocery store to get some stuff on Saturday morning and said, "Hey, can you get these granola bites by some company?" And it's like good something like Make Good, or I can't even remember the name of it. Something Make Good, yes.
Oh yeah, I know those.
I had no. That's one of my least favorite things to do is go to the grocery store with like a grocery list of things that I do not know where they are. I don't know what the label looks like. I'm Googling it so I could kind of get an idea what the label is. So I've hit that breaking point where I had to FaceTime my wife. So I'm FaceTiming her, and all I was thinking was, man, FaceTime has probably helped so many people at a grocery store when you don't know where something is. You just FaceTime the person who does and be like, okay, this is what I'm looking at. Where should I look? She's like, look up, look up, look up, and then boom, there it was. While I'm doing this, Rockaholic walks by. He's like, hey, do you love the show? I'm like, hey, give me a second, and then luckily, I was able to talk to him after the fact. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was in the middle of trying to find these granola bars. He's like, I didn't realize you were on the phone, but it was awesome to meet him and his daughter. Super, super nice people.
And how were the granola bites? Were they good?
Pretty damn good. Pretty damn tasty. Oh, and somebody real quick was wondering how was Great Strides.
Oh, Making Strides. We did
That's
awesome.
Great Strides.
I mean, we're getting a matching donation from Microsoft here pretty soon that'll take us like close to $8,000, I want to say. We are crushing it. And the walk was awesome. No rain, but it was very windy. Shout out to everybody who came and strolled with us. We had an awesome day, right, Sarah?
Oh, yes. It was so much fun.
We got to do some announcements. That's part of the reason I have no voice today.
We got to do some stretching, which is one of my favorite parts.
What?
We stretched before the walk.
And you had other people stretch with you?
Everyone, including Blitz.
I did not stretch.
Were you on stage stretching?
No, I wasn't. The Seahawks dancers were, though.
Well, why didn't you guys tell us that? If I knew Blitz and the Seahawks dancers were going to be there stretching... Both Danny and I would have been there.
You guys would have been behind the stage looking out.
I also enjoy how Sarah's saying that she enjoyed the stretching. You should have seen Taryn's face the minute she was
like, Taryn's like, I didn't like the stretching.
There was no, I don't think there was stretching for Taryn Daly.
I mean, I just chose not to participate in the stretch, but you know.
She was just standing there.
Migs, your daughter had an interesting project for you over the weekend.
Yeah, so yesterday morning, she's like, Dad, can we teach DJ, our one-year-old puppy, how to walk on the treadmill?
Oh, boy.
And let's just say that's not when things got weird. Things got very weird as we continued to do it. In fact, it's just a little audio sample of what happened.
On a 1, 2, 3, snap your knee.
Yeah!
I don't know.
We're going to find out how the project turned out at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, as I understand, yesterday,
yes.
Your daughter wanted to teach your dog, the puppy, DJ.
Yes.
Strawberry Head, is that the rest
DJ
of the
Strawberry
name?
Head's her full name. She's a little over a year old now.
Wanted to teach this dog of yours how to walk on a treadmill.
Right. Now, mind you, so far her skills are sit. And that's it.
No shake.
No, we've been trying. It's been an uphill battle with this dog. So all of a sudden, Tatum's thinking, we could teach this dog how to walk on a treadmill. I'm like, you know what? We got a half hour before the Seahawks game. Let's see if we can make this happen. And so we try, and it's not going well. I'm holding her, and she's walking. But once I let go, DJ's just like, what the hell is going on? So while I'm doing this, Tatum grabs my cell phone. She knows how to turn on like the camera. And she puts it on video and starts recording. And I wasn't paying attention until I played it back for Sid. And we were both dying because we're like, she clearly is trying to be a YouTube host while videoing this. It's just, it's kind of fun to see how like the little kid brain works. And so here's a little clip of the audio of her just kind of talking to him. She's not really talking to me. She's talking to her
followers,
her YouTube audience that doesn't exist.
Her subscribers.
Right.
There you are in the practice puppy fashion practice.
Yes. Ready?
Okay, let's see if she can do it. On a 1, 2, 3, snap your knees.
Now, I think if you snap a dog's knees, it's not going to be able to walk on the treadmill. Oh. I could be wrong.
That's part of physical therapy.
Yes.
Snap your knees.
Now, let's see if she can do it all by herself.
I don't think she can.
Let's see. Do you think she can do it, friends?
I'm waiting for her to go comment below. Don't forget to like and subscribe. The hell is going on? Do you think she can do it, friends?
Do you think she can do it, friends?
Friends.
I mean, I think this could be like another source of, you know, revenue for you guys if you get her up and running with her own YouTube channel, how to put dogs on treadmills. Yeah,
I think mom's going to be like, no to that.
I mean, really, you got to start it now. Lily did the same thing when she was
a kid thing. Yeah.
It's a kid thing. They're just watching the YouTube channel. It's just immediately is like and subscribe.
And the funny thing is, I'm like, why did she even learn that? And then I'm the idiot that goes, do you want to go check YouTube to see if we can find videos of puppies on treadmills? And then we spent like a good 15 minutes looking for puppies on treadmills on YouTube.
Well, yeah.
Which there are a lot.
Was it people like you trying, or were these dogs like in therapy or something? Like physical therapy, you know? Like,
they're training for marathons.
I was like,
Karen,
I don't know the mental state of these animals. No, they had it all figured out. They're walking no problem. You know, it's the same kind of dogs that can skateboard.
Oh, those are really impressive. I've gone down the wormhole of those videos many times.
Do you think she could do it, friends?
There is a funeral home that had to issue an apology for unintentionally doing the unthinkable.
Oh, this is so bad, too.
We're going to tell you what happened during the Daily Mix download after Everlast.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Our friend Ryan Castle is here, and I'm a little sad you didn't wear your pink tutu to work.
I know.
Today.
Where's the tutu?
You know, Kayla in our promotions department handed me that at the Making Strides event on Saturday morning, and I think she thought I wouldn't put it on, or she was hoping I would, and I did. I rocked that thing.
You looked great in a tutu.
Yeah. You know what? I don't have an ass, so a poofy tutu helps.
It's like a lift.
Yeah, it does. It does. It gives me a little figure.
See, all this time I thought you jumped in an Uber that morning while wearing that. I thought, oh yeah, he left the house.
No, you know what? Not surprisingly, I had no pink anything at my house, and so I wore all black, and I ran down there, and I thought, you know what? I'll be able to find some pink stuff. And damn it, you would have thought I owned all of that.
Oh yeah,
because I owned it when I wore it.
I thought you looked fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. I felt sexy too. Appreciate that.
And shout out to everyone who showed up and donated for Making Strides. That's awesome. Can they still donate?
Oh yeah, KISW.com. You can still make a donation.
All right, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Yes, there was a great day for us Seahawks fans. One of the few Seahawks games, I don't know, in the last decade that wasn't very stressful. Because
not a nail biter.
Yeah, dude, they crushed it. It was great. They ended up winning 34-14 over the Atlanta Falcons, who were coming in hot, so that's a good team to beat. Ken Walker had 2 touchdowns. Speaking of coming in hot, he was hot with the fever. He was sick, he had the flu, and he still had a great game with a couple of touchdowns. The funny part is, during the press conference with Geno Smith, I forgot that Ken Walker had the flu. So when this reporter asked this question, I was kind of taken aback. I thought he was just being very casual.
Did you poop?
How sick was Kenneth Walker?
I was like, how sick is Kenneth Walker?
He's sick.
The best part is, Geno Smith did not miss a beat with this one.
Yeah, he was sick today, man. 2 touchdowns on his birthday, that was sick, man.
Yeah. That was awesome. The Seahawks are now 4-3 in first place in the NFC West and are taking on the Buffalo Bills at home, Lumen Field, on Sunday.
Let's go, Hawks. There is a Polish funeral home who has had to issue an apology after, over the weekend, a corpse fell out of a hearse. But it doesn't stop there.
So
the
terrible.
Deceased ended up in traffic. And it got even more horrific when another driver ran over the corpse.
Out. Oh, so it popped out of the coffin?
Yes.
And then it got run over.
Yes, and the person driving that car thought that they hit a person that was alive.
Okay, well, thank goodness they were already dead.
We've got some good news and bad news.
So the funeral home took full responsibility for the incident, obviously.
No. Well, who else is taking blame for it? The dead guy?
Well, they said it was a technical failure with the hearse, something along those
lines. We didn't lock the door.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Awful funny.
How? I got it. Whoever drove, like, did you not push on the thing to make sure it's okay? That is insane. Hey, Sarah, you were at the Kraken game on Saturday, and they ended up beating the Calgary Flames.
Yep.
What, won it in overtime?
Yeah. It was an awesome game.
And you remember it?
I do, actually. I only had one drink because it was like over $20 for one.
And you stayed till the very end?
Yes.
That seemed convincing.
So you missed the overtime.
We were like walking out when it was happening, blah, blah, blah.
You left during overtime?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling Bowie.
I'm the king of leaving before the game's over. Even the Sounders were tied up against Portland, and I left in the 75th minute.
Oh, what the hell? Just a few more minutes. You missed the most exciting part of the game.
I also missed traffic, brother.
That's fair. That's a very good point.
Yeah, we wanted to go to a restaurant right next door. So, you know, we had to leave to get a spot.
Priorities.
Hey, weather. 55 degrees and cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the sub above. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.